Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region today, the weather remains warm and sunny. In Jerusalem, temperatures are mild, with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv is seeing clear skies, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying pleasant weather, making it a lovely day to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet just in, Iran agrees to nuclear inspections as Vice President Vance states the U.S. won't force an Israel-Lebanon agreement. Also, reported by JNS earlier today, Israel's foreign minister announces that Israel will respect the Lebanon ceasefire if Hezbollah does the same. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, today's daily briefing highlights life on Israel's northern border amidst ongoing Hezbollah attacks. Separately, Axios reports that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, potentially threatening recent negotiations. And finally, in earlier reporting from Al Arabiya, Vice President J.D. Vance discusses strategies to ensure Iranian funds don't finance terrorism if unfrozen. From X, the latest, I24N, EWS English posted just minutes ago about Radiohead guitarist Johnny Greenwood criticizing cultural boycotts of Israeli artists. Greenwood argues that such boycotts might deepen Israelis' sense of isolation. Al Arabiya English wrote 21 minutes ago that Vice President J.D. Vance assures that if Iranian funds are unfrozen, Washington will prevent their use in terrorism financing. Amit Segal, a prominent political analyst, noted earlier today that Vice President Vance hailed the Geneva talks as historic, emphasizing unprecedented engagement between the U.S. and Iran. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's decision to allow IAEA inspectors back into the country. This development, reported by Ynet, marks a potential shift in Tehran's nuclear policy. Vice President Vance emphasized the importance of stability in the Strait of Hormuz during his remarks. This move could reduce regional tensions and foster dialogue. Turning to Israel's stance on the Lebanon ceasefire, as reported by JNS, Israel's foreign minister insists on maintaining the security zone. This comes amid ongoing threats from Hezbollah. The minister's statement underscores Israel's commitment to protecting its citizens while hoping for a peaceful resolution. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights the challenges faced by residents on Israel's northern front. Amidst intermittent attacks from Hezbollah, civilians are living under constant threat. The briefing sheds light on the resilience of these communities and recent Israeli advancements in defense. That strike by Iran, covered by Axios, signals a significant escalation. It comes hours after the ceasefire discussions. Such actions may unravel peace efforts, forcing Israel to respond in kind and risking a broader conflict. And on the diplomatic front, Al Arabiya's reporting on Vice President Vance's comments highlights the complexities of international negotiations. Ensuring that Iranian funds are not misused remains a priority for U.S. diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, from Walla Business, the district court has rejected a petition to close Big Gilat on Shabbat. This decision maintains the status quo for businesses in Ramat HaSharon, impacting local trade dynamics. Separately, CTEC reports on Bright Data's strategic use of AI to reduce headcount. The company's VP of HR explains this as a business decision, indicative of Israeli tech companies' resilience and adaptability. And finally, Globes reveals that Dream Security has raised $260 million, reaching a $3 billion valuation. This firm, led by notable figures, provides cybersecurity solutions to governments, highlighting Israel's growing influence in global tech markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.